Hello, Literotica. This is my first time recording, and I'd like to thank those that have been inspiration. I'm not naming anyone, but should they hear this, I think they'll know who they are. Regardless, feedback is definitely appreciated. So I was naked on my hands and knees, thinking about how I got myself in this position. Kate and I had been dating for a year. Our relationship was going great, and our sex life was amazing. We'd tried many things and were open with each other sexually. She knew I was into things that were generally kinky and out of the ordinary. One night, we were naked kissing on her bed, our tongues piercing each other's mouths. Her hand slowly started to caress my leg. She was making little circles on my skin as her hand slowly made its way toward my cock. Instead, she slid to my inner thigh and started to go down further near my ass cheeks. She slowly rubbed my ass with her fingertips and made her way to the crack of my ass. I wasn't sure what she was planning on doing, but as we kissed, I slowly got the idea as her fingertips slowly started to rub my asshole. We kissed deeper. I felt her other hand on the back of my head as she started to play with my hair, holding me deep in our kiss. Then I felt it. Her fingers slowly started to push and enter my ass. It slid in, she grabbed me tight, moaned into my mouth. As we kissed, she slowly started to push her finger in and out of my asshole, fingering me deep. My cock was really hard and lying against my stomach, even though she'd not touched it yet, while continuing to finger fuck me. Eventually, I felt her hand slip from the back of my head, and immediately it found its way down to my cock as she slowly started to stroke me. In no time, I started to come as her finger slid in and out of my tight asshole, fucking me deeply. I shot hot, sticky cum all over my stomach. She took some of that in her finger, fed it to herself, and I watched as she licked it clean. She took a little more and dripped it into my mouth. That was one of the first times we'd done something really kinky, but I knew it wouldn't be the last. A few weeks later, Kate told me she invited her friend Jessica and her boyfriend Mike over for a few drinks. They were supposed to come over around 8, so I hit the liquor store to pick some things up after work. It was pretty quiet as I went through the aisles trying to think of what we were going to have for that evening. Mike and I would have a few beers while the girls were going to have some vodka. Kate always got horny when she drank vodka, and I knew that when everyone left, she would want to get kinky. When I got home, I found Kate in the living room, putting the green poker pad on our table. She thought we could all play cards while we drank, flashing me a sly smile. Around 8, the bell rang. I opened it and was greeted by Jessica and Mike. Jess was incredibly hot, 5'9", with straight blonde hair, nice tits, and a really tight little ass, which I admired for a long time. Mike was also pretty good-looking, with dark hair and a nice firm butt as well. Kate came out of the kitchen and threw her arms around Jess, and they kissed and said hello. Then she did the same to Mike. We all made our way to the living room and sat down. We had a few drinks and talked for a while, getting to know each other. We were all pretty relaxed, so I suggested we play some cards. Jessica asked if we had any poker chips, but Kate told her we didn't, but jokingly added that we could always bet with our clothes. I think Jessica wanted to see if there was any truth to the joke, because she plainly said sure, as long as Mike doesn't mind. He stared at the girls, checking them both out, probably thinking what it would be like to see them naked, as he said he was fine with it. We all sat down, and I started to deal the cards. The first few hands were pretty tame, only small pieces of clothing like shoes and belts being taken off. As the game progressed, we got to the last hand, and everyone was in their underwear. Kate suggested that for the last hand we should just go all in, as she giggled and slid her panties down her legs, dropping them on the table. Jessica followed Kate's lead and slowly slid her pink G-string thong down her legs and dropped it on the table, along with Mike's and my boxers. We all showed her cards, and Kate laughed as she realized she had the best hand out of everyone. Since she won, Kate decided to pick the next game that we were going to play. As she thought, I slowly reached for my boxers, but was stopped short when she said we were going to play Truth or Dare, but everyone had to stay naked. Even though we were all a bit tipsy, the dare started out pretty tame. When it was my turn, Jessica told me to stand in our front window naked for 30 seconds. As I stood looking out, I felt everyone's eyes on my ass, which started to make me a little bit excited. I decided to be a little more naughty as my time came to an end. I leaned forward, allowing my ass cheeks to spread a little further, exposing my hole to everyone. My ass is clean shaved and very smooth, so it isn't hard to see everything when I bend over. As I turned, I noticed both girls and Mike were staring right at my hard cock. I looked at Mike and noticed he was really hard, too. Then an idea popped into my head. It was my turn to make someone do something, and I wanted to see how far everyone was willing to go. I dared my girlfriend to take Mike's cock in her hand and play with it for 30 seconds. At first, she played shocked, but then she slowly leaned forward and reached her hand towards Mike's cock, just touching the head. She looked over Jessica to make sure it was okay with what was going on. Jessica smiled her approval, so Kate wrapped her hand around Mike's shaft. He leaned back and closed his eyes, his cock getting even harder in her soft palm. She stroked him for longer than 30 seconds, but no one really seemed to care. When she stopped, she sat back on her legs and looked at everyone. I saw that naughty gleam in her eyes. An idea hit her. She decided to get even. Kate told me to turn around and get on all fours, showing off my ass to everyone. They all stared as I bent over, showing my ass, my little asshole. After a moment, Kate leaned over to Jessica and whispered. She thought she should get on all fours as well. And she did. When she bent over, I felt Kate's hand on my hip pulling me closer to Jessica, till I felt our asses touching together. There I was, bent on all fours, with my ass pressed to Jess's, who was in the same position as me. I glanced at Mike and saw his hand was now slowly stroking his cock. And I felt Kate's fingertips slowly sliding across the cheeks of my ass. And into the crack, she started to rub my asshole. Then I heard a slight moan from Jessica, as her asshole was being rubbed at the same time as mine. Kate was rubbing, slowly inserting her finger into both of our assholes, and started to fuck us. I looked back at Mike, who had his hand fully wrapped around his hard cock, watching everything. Oh, I could feel it dipping in and out, letting soft moan out. Hearing the same from Jess, knowing she was getting just the same treatment I was. Oh, I was feeling very good. My cock was so hard. After a few minutes, Kate jumped to her feet and made her way out of the room, telling us to stay where we were. She quickly came back, carrying a bottle of lube and a double-ended dildo. And with her wicked smile, she whispered something in Mike's ear. Then she sat down and put the dildo on the floor, popping the cap on the lube. She took some on her fingers and started to rub in Jessica's asshole and then mine. I felt the end of the dildo press against my asshole as it slowly pushed into me, stretching me. I closed my eyes and tried to relax as it went further. I could feel Jessica's ass getting closer to mine. And soon I started to feel pushing and realized that Jessica was fucking herself onto the toy, causing it to slide in and out of my ass and into hers. Oh, fuck. Trying to catch my breath. Fingers had never had anything this big. Oh, fuck. Going in. Hearing Jessica moaning. I could hear that she liked it. I looked at my girlfriend and saw Kate playing with her pussy. Fingers going in and out. It's just moving into me. Oh, fucking my ass and her ass at the same time. God, I looked at Mike. His cock was so big and he was stroking it. So turned on as he watched his girlfriend fucking herself on my ass. On that toy. Oh, my own moans going. Kate whispering what a good boy I was. Taking it like a champ. Just telling me to relax and start pushing against it. And I did. Oh my God. Going into me. Closed my eyes. I bit my lower lip as I started pushing a little further. Both of us going. I wanted to make Jess moan too. Oh, fuck. Couldn't believe I was doing this in front of near complete strangers. Oh, feel Jess's ass hitting mine as we were pumping into each other. My cock was so hard. Oh, I wanted more. Both of us going. Oh, God, it feels so good. It's when I opened my eyes. I saw Mike's cock right in front of my face. It was so hard with his hand wrapped around it. And a little bit of pre-cum forming at the tip of his cock. I couldn't help myself. The tip of my tongue flipped across the smooth skin of the head. Oh, I tasted his sweet, salty cum. I was so turned on with Mike's cock stroking in front of me and Jessica's ass pushing against mine as we fucked each other. Oh. I opened my mouth just to let out a little moan, and Mike pushed his cock between my parted lips, making its way to the back of my mouth. I felt it pulsing as I started to lick and suck. I made Mike moan, and I glanced at Kate, who was fingering a wet pussy just enraptured with our show. She was moaning and telling me to take more. More, the sexiest fucking word in the English language. I needed more. I was sucking and licking on Mike's cock, taking more in my mouth. I was pushing back towards Jess faster and farther to take more of that cock in my ass. I was moaning out loud for more. Kate came loud from her fingers. The three of us were still pumping away. Oh, I needed someone to touch my cock. It was pulsating, needing to explode already without so much as a touch. Kate knelt beside me. Fingers running through my hair as I was sucking on that cock in front of me with a fury. It's whimpering. She whispered if I was enjoying it. She asked what I wanted. I said I wanted Mike's cum. She said no. She asked if I wanted Daddy's cum. Yes. Please, can I have Daddy's cum? Please, come in my mouth, Daddy. Please, give me your cream, Daddy. Oh, fuck, please come while I'm getting fucked in my ass. Jessica was moaning loud as she started to come on the cock between us. Mike grabbed the back of my head as his cock started to jerk and pulsate in my mouth, flooding it with his cum. Oh, I quickly tried to take it all, but it was too much. Some of it began to dribble from the corner of my mouth and onto my face. And I was sucking, I felt Kate's hand wrap around my cock, slowly stroking me as she played with her pussy. There I was on all fours with a cock in my mouth, fucking a double-ended dildo ass to ass with Jessica, while Kate jerked me off. And in no time, I could feel the urge to cum shooting all over our floor as I licked Mike's cock clean. Oh, fuck. And we all collapsed onto that naked, sweaty, sticky heap. Oh, fuck. Oh. After everyone cleaned up and we had our clothes back on, our guests made their way to the door. We all exchanged goodbyes as Jessica and Mike kissed us both and made their way out to the car. And as we swung the door shut, Kate grabbed the back of my head and kissed me deeply. When our lips parted, she looked at me in the eye and licked her lips, tasting some of that cum I still had, telling me she had a great time and couldn't wait for more.